I wonder if it's festival season. So the Greek festival should be happening in Stockton in August, and the Jewish food festival.
LA and Vegas. Well, I should be going to Stockton.
Yeah, well, those words are so rarely said, but yet so true in this in this point.
And a two and
tiny bubbles. G'day, y'all. Welcome to episode 97, Garlic.
Wonderful, a wonderful. Yes. That's what we're laughing about.
Yeah, yes. Sorry. We're talking about, well, we could have
Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, and then Don Ho could be singing as well. What was his song?
Anyway, garlic is the topic.
That is right. It's a thing that is dear to both of our hearts. Garlic is magic. My mother taught me if it calls for one clove, you use six.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just keep on doing it.
You can't have too many.
It's sticky sometimes. You know, when you cut garlic, it's like sticks to the knife in your fingers.
Yeah. Yes. What's gonna happen? I don't know. There'll be some good chemical in there that's good for something else.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough that my mother, my grandmother was a good cook, and she wasn't afraid of garlic and things, but she grew up next to the Marquinis. So Clara sort of taught my mom. She had all boys. So my mom's the same age as her kids.
Yep.
So she adopted her and taught, you know, mom can't cook anything without garlic and rosemary and wine. Like, just, it's beautiful.
It's the way to go.
And she's passed it on, which is fantastic. So I often think of it just being in Italian food, but it's in everything.
Yeah.
French, which we will discuss. It's magic. So we were also talking just a minute ago before we're recording about, you know, we buy, depending on the season, so you can get American garlic here as well as Australian garlic.
And Spanish
garlic.
Yep. And Mexican.
Yep.
And well, you get Chinese garlic, but there's a problem with that.
Yeah.
That it's bleached.
Yes, that is an issue. So I like the purple garlic when I see it.
Remember the elephant garlic in California?
Yes.
The cloves were like the size of grapefruits. You know? One clove that did it all.
It fixed everything. I remember seeing that, and also when I went back home, all the fruit is supersized, and Britain's like GMO. I went, no, it was like this when I was a little kid. It's just beautiful.
Huge.
Yeah, beautiful.
They were showing an episode of Rick Stein where he was in Italy somewhere, and it's an old art of how they braid the, you know, the garlic thing,
and then dry them.
And they dry them, but this young girl, she's like the, you know, the last one left of the family that was still doing it. She had hands like, you know, like meat hooks. You know, she's braiding the garlic.
I've seen that for decoration.
Yeah.
Now, my dad used to grow his own garlic. And it was funny because they would put him in pantyhose. So you stick one and then tie a knot, another one and tie a knot and hang it up to dry and then just cut them off as you use them.
Okay.
New pantyhose. They would go down and purchase, but it looked very strange when you went down to the barn.
Yeah. So now let's go on to some fun facts.
Yes. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Would you like to do the first one?
Okay. Which country consumes the most garlic per capita per year? Yeah.
Well, I would usually.
The answer is in the form of an answer.
What country is China, or which is China?
Yes.
So some Chinese eat up to 12 cloves a day to stay youthful, strong, and healthy. Little garlic a day one. Just like, as I said earlier, I'll just knock it out of you. Anything wrong with you? Mm-hmm. And fun fact number two is in Romania, garlic was used to protect people and animals from evil spirits. In the countryside, people used to hang garlic braids, as we were talking, in front of their entrance doors because it kept them safe from harm and illness and Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, and didn't Dracula like garlic, or
he didn't like garlic?
That was one of the things to keep him away, right?
That's right.
You're around your neck.
Kept
Dracula away, and
any dates that shouldn't have snuck in the house at the time too.
Yep. And fun fact number three: in the U.S. of A., California is the major producer of garlic in America, mm-hmm. and followed by Oregano and Nevada. Yeah. Oh, that's Nevada.
Nevada
is in Missouri.
That's right.
Right.
We've had that conversation.
Yes. And you always notice that, like in California, there's a lot of olive trees. So olives and garlic, it's like they grow together and they're good together.
That's right.
They both grow in the same type of climate that you need to grow.
Yeah, sort of a Mediterranean mm-hmm. sort of look. But we used to actually have, and we'll talk about it later, the garlic festival, the Gilroy yes. Garlic Festival. So I remember having garlic chocolate and garlic cheese and all these things. Like cool. Mom would go and bring stuff back, and yeah. it was really good. Sandra Gross, but it quite would nice.
It's always good for garlic. It's good for you.
It is very
Make
good
you
for
strong,
you.
Strong like bull. Yeah. Okay. And we'll come back right after this first commercial break. Okay, and we're back.
And we are in awake now, too.
In awake, yes. So how about some history lessons?
Okay.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much.
Okay, brief garlic history.
Garlic history.
Garlic. Yeah. Yes, garlic is native.
Is that like they get Gaelic allegolic?
Gaelic garlic? Gaelic, I don't know. Gaelic, do they garlic. Grow garlic in?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think they use that in Ireland.
You never know.
I doubt it.
Probably not. Only the people that came over to come visit. Garlic is native to Central Asia and northeastern Iran. It has a history of several thousand years of human consumption and use and has long been used as seasoning worldwide. It was known to ancient Egyptians and has been used both as a food flavoring and as a traditional medicine.
Yeah, so they cultivated one of 5,000 years ago.
That's right.
So it has been regarded as an essential culinary ingredient. Mm-hmm. Intense and uniquely flavorful and aromatic. Garlic is virtually used in every cuisine around the world. The taste of garlic has a pungent, followed by a very subtle hint of sweetness.
That is right.
And it gets sweeter as you cook it.
Oh, yeah. My dad got onto, he'd do a roast beef, and then he put a couple of heads of garlic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you just squeeze all the roast,
goodness out of it.
Oh, yeah, and then put it on your
toast, your potatoes.
God, that was fantastic.
Your toes. Yeah.
That is how my friend Carrie and I did all our wedding favors. You know, the little
garlic?
Well, we roasted so many heads of garlic in chicken broth and butter, right? Yeah. And then we drank white Zinfandel and ate garlic on French bread and did our little wedding favors with the almonds in the little nets with Brennan and Barbara on it. Mm-hmm. We spent a whole weekend doing that. All the vampires did stay away. Now, there's some simple ways to use garlic. I can remember this before I go into when we got married, we had Caesar salad was part of the menu. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant we went to, they would make it at your table.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd rub the garlic clove
like
around the
going to a Mexican
bowl.
Restaurant and they make the guacamole at your table.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is so good. It's a dinner and a show. Mm-hmm. So there's something. Ah, sorry. There's simply something indescribably perfect about a garlic clove, about the specific kind of heat it adds to a dish, taking cues from the French and the Italians. It develops depending on how you cook it. So in many things, it can be, as we said before, hot and sweet. You can slip cloves beneath the skin of a whole chicken before you roast it, and they'll bring a sweetness to the meat. Slice it up, fry it, sprinkle it over braised greens. You can have a delectable garnish. Mince it into tiny bits and add to a spread. It's a spice. Braise it in oil or roast it whole. You can spread it onto bread. The curly, bright green scapes that the sprout from the springtime or a touch of mouth-watering, almost salty fire when chopped and added to scrambled eggs, which I've never done, but I should do that. Oh. It is a perfect food.
So, you know, my mom used to put the garlic and wrap it around like parsley or mint and stick it into lamb.
Yes, my mom did that, and it was
oh, yeah,
wonderful.
Just cooked right through it. Beautiful.
And you get a good slice that has like a sliver of it in it as well.
But I like it also, you know, like when you burn it, sort of sick. It's crunchy, like when you fry it and crunchy.
It's like a charred. That's beautiful.
And you put that on top of your avocados.
Ooh, haven't done that before. Yeah,
but maybe a little Tony Cacherays and that. And then you got a little crunch, so you got texture.
Oh, that. Ooh, I can just. It's love the smell of garlic. Like when mom.
I love the smell of garlic in the morning.
Oh, actually, we have to mention Tony Servino. Is it Tony?
Yes.
Is it? Yeah. So he that passed away. That he had the in Goodfellas when he's slicing it with the razor blade.
Learned that in prison.
It just melts in there. It's I like it in hummus. So it's got that heat to it. It's fantastic.
The only way I don't like garlic is added, you know, you buy a jar of that minced garlic in a jar, it just doesn't taste right.
No, well, it has to be because it's
I don't know what they put
preserved. You would think the freshness, it's like the hotness of it sort of gone.
But it smells awful. It smells worse than garlic.
Well, that's true. I wonder if the one in the tube is a bit better. I don't get it all the time. No. I get it occasionally. But I've always learned how to, you know, you get the head of garlic and you put it down and you smack it.
It all falls out. And then how do you get the wrapper off the clove?
Well, I have got a kitchen gadget.
Oh.
Well, it's just like a tube of silicone and you rub it. And that.
So you don't do the old thing with the, you know, slap it down with the.
With the knife.
With the knife.
I do that
too. But then it crushes it. But then you don't have to have crushed garlic. Depends what you're using it for.
I have yet to find the perfect garlic crusher.
Oh, Jeanette has one. She has one of those and it works.
But it's okay. I need a picture of it.
It's like a little, it's just small, right? And it has two different settings. So one is like a crisscross.
Yep.
Okay. And the other one is straight.
Oh, okay.
And you put it in there and you squeeze it and it just comes out the bottom. It's a little catch-all thing and it works. And the little things that forces it through go actually through the screen.
So it cleans it.
Cleans it all out.
That's the thing.
Instead of getting stuck there like the old garlic press. You squeeze it and it's all still in the top part of it.
And then with a skewer trying to pick it all out.
No, this works so much easier.
Oh, okay, because I need to find that. Okay. I might have to have a look around now. Mm-hmm. I don't know it exists.
If one exists. I don't know where she got it from, but it does exist.
God bless her. And when you keep, when you keep the garlic, it's good to keep it cool, dark place with a little bit of ventilation. Like you can get the stoneware garlic keepers. I keep looking at them, but they're really, a lot of them aren't attractive. But I like them.
So just buy one and hide it or put a face on it or something.
You met my husband?
No. Put his picture on it.
Yes. Now, I found something interesting when I was reading up on garlic. There's a great divide in Italy because some parts of Italy found that garlic was a sign of poverty. So if you used too much garlic, you were covering up other not so good ingredients.
Yeah.
And
your body odor.
Probably it. So then it has sort of evened out, but for a great period of time, and part of it in the research said like once Italians came over to the US, and it sort of worked the problem out, but they all agree that they didn't really like the way the Americans were using the garlic because they were totally overdoing it, in particular cooking it poorly. So every dish tasted like burnt cloves.
Oh, I just talked about that.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So chefs have begun to understand that garlic can be either your greatest aid or your worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And he notes that many of the worst Italian-American offenders, like marinara sauce, have today become more balanced.
Oh, there you go. So they smarten up.
They did.
But, like you talked about the great divide of Italy. So yesterday we're at a lunch with a bunch of over 45s.
Yes. So, a nice group.
Yeah. And at the RSL over in
Seaford.
Seaford. Thank you. And beautiful birds outside. So if you're ever in a neighborhood and you want to have a nice lunch and look at all these beautiful parrots that they feed. And
you said that.
Hundreds of them, all different colors and everything.
Jeanette would have loved that too.
Yeah, she did. Well, it's much nicer looking at them than those fat white birds that we get all the time.
that I must say they used to love and find charming when they first moved there.
So one of the fellows that was sitting across from me, he came over from Italy when he was six.
Okay.
You know, I'm talking about all that. And he told me that he was from Northern Italy. And I was just talking, I was just going through like some expressions that I used to hear from as a kid, but the nice ones, also some of the bad ones.
Yeah.
So one of them was Menaca Ufigio, you know? And as soon as I said that, he says, oh, your family's from the South.
Oh!
Yeah. So it's like, it means like Menaca means come here, my little one or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Ufigio, my little whiny puppy or something.
So that's like my grandpa used to call me Sook.
Yeah.
Come here, Sookie.
So Ufigio means, means the same thing, I think. So anyway, I should ask the next time I run into him, I'll ask him. I'll Google it.
My friend Anna, when she went, her parents are Italian. They came here. They had three of the four children in Italy. They came here. They had Anna. And then they decided to move back. And they came back here and then decided or went back to Italy and said, what do we do that for? And then they came back. So they are very Italian, more Italian than Australia, except, you know, Anna was the youngest. But when she went back to Italy in the last few years, pre-COVID, they were, when she was speaking Italian, because she speaks fluent Italian with her mother, but they're like, what?
It's
old.
She's speaking with dialect stuff.
Yeah, it's dialect and it's old. It's like we haven't spoken like that since the 50s.
But that's why the Italians speak with their hands. It's true, because of the dialects. To get their point across, they use their hand gestures so other Italians could understand them.
I like
that. It's like going down south, you know, New York, and from New York or Jersey.
Yes.
You know, you go down south, you don't understand them, they don't understand you. I've been through that.
Yeah. We go through that at work sometimes now.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Do you understand? I get that all the time with my wife, too.
What?
Yeah, what? how many times I got to tell you?
You know? I told you that already. Yeah. What?
Didn't you listen to me? How many times I heard that expression?
I might have said that a few times myself.
Well, at least you got a language barrier.
Now Ainsley gangs up on him.
Okay.
Now. Let's get onto some healthy topics,
yes.
Not just our mental health. Health benefits of garlic. Mm. Right. So it contains compounds with medicinal properties. Much of garlic's therapeutic acclaim is down to an active compound called allicin. This is a sulfur-containing compound, gives garlic its pungent smell and distinctive taste. Now, this is one of those things if you have, you know, a sore throat or a cough, a bit of crushed garlic and honey.
I imagine that now the Italians usually make a lot of appetites.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's got to be one with garlic.
There has to be.
They make one with artichokes.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
You see it. You go to the store, you'll see it there with the vermouth and all that. It has a little artichoke on it.
Oh, I'll have to have a look.
Yes.
And then
they make strega. Strega means, and it has a witch on it. That's what it means.
Ooh.
And it tastes like it's witch's brew.
I've read and I haven't done because I couldn't do it to the family of like when you have bronchitis, making a poultice with, get a cloth. Mm. So like a sort of a warm cloth and then you put like crushed garlic in it and then put that on your chest and it's supposed to open things up and also clear out the house.
Yes.
But that has been around.
To get rid of them.
That's right. That has been around forever. Mm-hmm. Now, they've also said that it may reduce the risk of heart attacks.
Yeah, because it does reduce your cholesterol level.
Yes.
It's always been known for a long time.
Yeah, so much research has focused on its potential in reducing the risk of heart disease and helping to manage cholesterol levels, as you said. Several studies suggest that garlic makes platelets, the cells involved in blood clotting, less likely to clump together and accumulate on artery walls, meaning garlic acts like an anticoagulant, which no one wants sticky blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
there you go. Yeah, so and then it also has anti-cancer properties.
Yes.
So sulfuric compounds in garlic have been studied for their ability to inhibit cancerous cells and block tumors. That said, much of the evidence of garlic in relation to colon prostate, what is that?
Esophageal.
One? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Esophagus.
And renal cancers observational, and only small numbers of subjects included in the studies. So they should expand it and have people eat more garlic.
Well, and if you think of, yeah, that's right. If you think about the blue zones that we've talked about,
yeah.
So there's Greece, Italy, Loma Linda,
Loma Linda, yes.
That's right. Yeah. And if you're only eating beans, you're throwing garlic in there.
Yeah.
And Japan? And
yeah, Japan.
Is there one in China?
I think there's one in China.
Yeah, so that makes all makes sense.
One in South America.
Yes. So it has to be there too. Mm. So it has antimicrobial and antifungal properties as well. It's a long history of use as an infection fighter against viruses, bacteria, and fungi. It's been referred to as Russian penicillin to denote its antibacterial properties, which is once again attributed to the compound allicin. Some skin conditions such as warts, insect bites may also respond to garlic oil or crushed raw garlic clove. Mm. Now let's remember that with mosquito bites this summer.
Well, I don't get any.
Do they not like you?
No, I don't go out. Not allowed out at night.
Oh, they love me, mosquitoes.
This is sweet. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
And it also may support bone growth, bone health.
Well, we all need that.
Yeah. But you know, on all these things here, if you go to the chemist, you'll find in the vitamin section is garlic.
Absolutely. So the people that don't necessarily like the taste of it.
Yeah. So it's like all like concentrated in a tablet form. You just swish it down with your morning tea.
And definitely it's the non-burpee ones. So, and it also provides a host of antioxidants. So their benefit to blood vessels and reduce inflammation, but they also soak up damaging free radicals that can lead to diseases.
Oh, I hate those radicals.
I know. And they're free. They're freeloaders. Free
get in there. Try to hold them down. garlic makes healthy food taste great. So in other words, kale. Boring food, it perks it up.
That's right. Eat your peas with some garlic on it. Mm-hmm. So it does bring flavor to food, and you can put it on pretty much
anything. Yes. And there's a lot of different ways. Like we have that brand Sawyer's now.
Yeah.
Which is owned by Duke's.
Right. Yes.
Or the parent company Duke's. And they have roasted garlic that we have in the shop now. So roasted garlic granulars. So instead of just like garlic granulars, they're roasted.
Oh, okay.
So that makes it more tasty.
Oh, that would be yummy. Mm. I love roasted garlic.
I've been
garlic.
Using that. And then, of course, you get the garlic salt, which is probably not as good for you because it is salty.
Yeah.
And it has a little parsley in it. Larry's.
It just lifts everything.
Lifts everything up.
Yeah. I find just about anything, if it's just like a plain Jane dish, so not a particular thing. If I add garlic powder or garlic salt, onion powder, and pepper, mm-hmm. I'm pretty much have a good base.
Yeah, it just gives it that lift.
Yeah, because we all need something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got some good, so garlic recipes. Well, probably one of the most scary yet famous ones is chicken with 40 cloves of garlic.
Is that enough?
It's a roast chicken dish. It's mild. It sounds scary.
Yes.
Maybe it's just to impress people, to dare people to have it.
My mother made, we used to call it, it's not what we call the chicken figazette, but figazette I think is a different product or a different type of cooking anyway. But that's what it was called in my house.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was the expert at making it. I've watched her numerous times. My sister watched her numerous times. We could never get it the same way. It was sticky, gooey. I think because she had the patients sitting over the pot. We used to call it also chicken in the pot.
Yeah.
Sticking over the pot and just keeps on constantly on a nice flame, stirring it.
Yep.
And then, of course, the garlic breaks down and then gets sticky into it. And it just coats it with olive oil and parsley, salt and pepper. I think that was the only ingredients into it.
So it was chicken pieces?
Yeah, chicken pieces.
So that way it wouldn't stick, but then you get all the goodness off the bottom of the pot.
Yeah, and then you scrape the bottom of the pot with the Italian bread. And yet, lots of garlic. Yeah, like 40 cloves would be.
Mom makes if we have lumpia, so that's like an egg roll sort of thing. She will make a dipping sauce, and it will have like red wine vinegar, soy sauce, and fresh garlic in it. And It is. It'll blow your socks off, but it tastes fantastic.
But, you know, we also talked about the trilogy of a lot of different
things. Yeah, yeah.
So a trilogy of garlic, olive oil, parsley.
Oh, yeah. That's, I agree.
Those three things just like are married in heaven. Mm-hmm. You mix those three together in any type of cooking.
Yep. Well, I think I might have Clara Martini's influence because rather than parsley, we used a lot of rosemary.
Yeah.
And it's the same. More Greek. Yeah. And it's the same sort of.
Yeah. You get in a Greek style. So the Greeks would use the rosemary, Italians would use the parsley.
I want to. Yeah.
And it's like so many dishes that I'm familiar with, you know, from family recipes are made with those three ingredients.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know you mentioned them. Yeah. And your aunt's fighting over whether they picked the parsley off enough.
That was making spadini. That had a lot of garlic in it, too. Yeah.
Everything good. Mom would put garlic, and I will, too, in making a homemade salad dressing, like a clove of garlic squeezed into that.
Well, like now, I was very tempted, but the price has gone up from like $20-something dollars to $35, okay? Or they have it right now, and they only have it like maybe two or three times a year at Costco.
Yeah.
The pulpa, which is octopus.
Oh, yes.
From Spain.
I remember
you already cooked. The only thing you got to do, cut it up, put it into your olive oil, chopped up garlic, parsley, a little salt and pepper, let it sit overnight, and then you eat it cold as a salad. And you do the same thing with prawns, and it's just fantastic.
That might be worth it. I know it's expensive. Yeah,
I used to, like last year I bought it, and I think it would have been like 3 months before Christmas, and that was like a traditional Christmas thing. I bought it because the date was like in July, January, that it was still fresh. So I said, all right, it's going in the fridge, and it's staying there until Christmas time.
Yum.
Yeah.
We used to have at Risso's, which was an Italian restaurant that my mom used to go to as a kid with her dad, and then I went, you know, carried on. So they'd have garbanzo beans with garlic, and then that was just on the table. So you'd squish them with your fork and put them on French bread.
Any type of beans. So garbanzo beans, which are chickpeas.
Yes.
Or chichi beans. And then cannelloni beans.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know, I think the Greeks blend that up and make like a paste out of it. Also like a dip.
Yes, I've made a dip out of that. And it's so good.
Black beans. Yeah. Like a black bean soup. So you heat it up. And again, the garlic and the olive oil goes into that.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Now.
We got to have some garlic.
I know. I'm thinking that too. Now. I have a recipe with me. I was showing Phil. Where did I pop it now that I've said that?
The garlic one,
Yeah, the garlic. It's it's a Lebanese one.
Where is it? Anyway, well, you can talk about you look for that.
Yeah.
But we have confetti garlic called confetti.
Comfy.
And then garlic broth. That will cure you.
That's right. You know, actually, the one thing I don't put garlic in is my chicken soup, but imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a garlicky thing, but that could take it up another notch.
Yeah, yogurt sauces. Yogurt. Yeah.
Well, I found the recipe now. And this, when you make it, it ends up looking white, like white pasty, like yogurt. But it's not. It's toum. So it's T-O-U-M if you're looking for the recipe. It's a condiment. It's often served with chicken. It has just four ingredients. Mm. 1 cup of garlic cloves peeled. So there's 40 there for you. 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 3 cups neutral oil, such as canola or safflower, and 1/2 cup of lemon juice. And then you slice the garlic cloves, remove any green sprouts, transfer them into a food processor with the kosher salt, process for a minute until it becomes finely minced. And then you add the lemon juice and you keep adding until it's creamy, it emulsifies. So you add the oil a little bit at a time, like when you're making
like
mayonnaise. And then it ends up just being, and it keeps like 3 or 4 months in your fridge.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I know. I saw that and I thought, I'm going to make that and just pop it in the fridge because it'd be magnificent on top of anything. But you can add that to whatever you want. Put that with the yogurt.
Make your own garlic bread on that.
Oh, yeah. So it's magic. So I grew up. We're eating a lot of Lebanese food because of friends that we had, Mrs. Ohon. And I'm not sure if we had that exactly. I know that I've had this, but I do love it. I'm not afraid of garlic, so I would have attacked it.
Yeah. Well, and then we have, going back to the other thing, so we have roasted garlic we talked about, and that is so sweet. And then the other one where you said you cut the garlic things in half.
Yep.
The whole thing. And one of the recipes, and we talked about it, it's Gordon Ramsay's recipe to make braised beef ribs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because they're really, the only thing I don't like because they are fatty.
Yeah.
But you cook them slow and into the garlic and the wine, and that becomes your sauce after you drain it. But then you need to basically serve it the next day or whatever. Let it refrigerate.
Yeah, you can get some of it.
All the fat off of it. Otherwise, it's way too fatty.
But our friend Jamie Oliver often will cut a head of garlic in half and put it in with just roast vegetables just to flavor everything. And I'd fish that bit out and put that on my bread when I can find it. And the good old Australian chicken Kiev. There's a place in Daylesford. Oh, it's the Hepburn Hotel. And their chicken Kiev, because when I go to Daylesford with the girlfriends, we all have to see who's in the same room. Because, like, I'm going to have the Kiev. Are you – who's sleeping with it? Is that all right? Because it comes out looking like a baseball. It's round because it's got that much garlic butter in the middle of it. Oh, my God. But, yes, that is a bit of recovery needed the next day.
Garlic prawns.
Better. Mm. And we talked about the leg of lamb. Mm.
And the falafels.
Oh.
And the kebabs.
Oh, yeah. And the garlic sauce that goes in it.
Garlic sauce, yes.
Or, you know, HSPs. Mm-hmm. So the snack packs, and you put the garlic sauce on that. Oh. Yeah, I'm starving.
Now let's talk about – garlic celebrations.
Yes.
Festivals.
The festival. So the Gilroy Garlic Festival that I mentioned earlier was a food festival in the U.S. that ran annually from 79 to 19 until the last full weekend in July it was held. So now COVID happened, then it went, and it wasn't going to come back. And they said, right, maybe it'll come back in 23. And then I think some movers and shakers in the Stockton City Hall said, hey, we'll have it. So in May.
Okay. So then they woke back up again and said,
not May, in August. Yeah. So they went, hang on, we'll have it. We've got fairgrounds. So an annual 3-day event will be held in the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds in Stockton from the 13th to the 14th from noon to 7 p.m.
Oh, I'll be in America then.
Well, you can just nick on over. Yeah. I wonder if it's festival season. So the Greek festival should be happening in Stockton in August, and the Jewish food festival.
To LA and Vegas. Well, I should be going to Stockton.
Yeah, well, those words are so rarely said, but yet so true in this in this point. We do a good food festival, I must say, and I think that's great because it will put a little bit of life back into the town that needs it. Everyone, as we know, has been hit over the past few years and needs a bit of oomph back again. Now, I was joking around because I thought, oh, I know garlic. I love garlic. What do I even say to Richard? And I was like, what do people say? Oh, like something's life. Like garlic is life. So I just put that in Google and it came up. There's actually a book. Garlic is Life by Chester Aaron, a charming story, although I haven't read it, but I'm going by what they said, that combines a love of garlic with an extraordinary life. This is about a college teacher turned Sonoma County garlic farmer's account of his introduction to the herb from his family's farming techniques in former Soviet Georgia to his experiences supplying some of the best restaurants in the country. Growing tips and recipes are included, as well as close-up photos of a few of Chester's rare varieties.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that brings us to this end of this part of the ceremony. We'll be back with more garlic. Ooh. Right after this. Ooh,
just don't make me choose.
And welcome back.
Yeah, so we've got
some housekeeping.
The code of the month for the month of August, I can't get it out, is
countdown.
On the USA Foods.
5, 4. Come on, keep going.
3, 2, 1. Blast off. Yeah. On the USA Foods website, you can click on the listener discount logo and see what specials are there for you. The store is open 7 days a week. Check site for hours. Subscribe, share, and engage with the podcast at podcast@usafoods.com.au.
Now we got Gus. So you got Gus, and you had to double check the date.
Yeah, because I was making sure it wasn't April 1st.
Okay.
So the new version of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, a favorite, is hot.
Wow.
Literally. The General Mills cereal brand that mimics a warm, sweet, and slightly seasoned breakfast staple is turning up the heat with a new Cinna Fuego Toast Crunch.
Did they get the rights to that for the Fuego?
I think Fuego is just a word.
You know what the first Fuego that I came into was?
What?
It was a car.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a Renault.
Renault Fuego?
Renault Fuego. Yes. Ooh. It was a hell of a car. I drove one.
That.
Yeah.
My boss had one.
Oh.
Leo Melville had one. Weird looking thing.
Yeah, but
that funny black stripe down the
Yeah, it went pretty well. Mm.
Well, I'm going to get back to the cereal.
Get back to yeah.
Okay, boys. Where Cinnamon Toast Crunch highlights the pleasant, slightly spicy side of cinnamon, the new version cranks it up to to 11, just like Spinal Tap. But according to the statement from General Mills, Cinna Fuego Toast Crunch isn't hot like spicy cinnamon candy. The new cereal gets its heat from a spicy pepper, a combination that the release refers to as
absurd. I said that again.
That's right. It's because it's so absurd, you need to say it twice. Yes. The spicy cereal comes in a resealable pouch, so it's positioned as a snack product, so it could be next to the Takis. But the release says it could be easily eaten at the breakfast table. Cinnamon Toast Crunch was the most popular cereal on the online retailer, and this was Amazon, in 2021. And that makes fans who like their cereal fiery in luck.
Yeah.
And who are those?
Who do you argue with those people?
I don't know those people.
Oh. But I have the method what to use it for.
Yes.
With fluff.
Ooh.
Put a spoonful of fluff, then stick it in the bag, and it all sticks to it, and then eat it.
So it's like a ranch to cool down hot wings.
Yes.
I like that. Mm. Ooh,
that'd be the easy way, right? A spoonful.
Yeah.
In there, it sticks together, out in your mouth.
Yeah, because it's not for sharing. It's you get the pouch. Each pouch is for each person. That's right. And now we have got
your personal best.
Personal product profile. Who's going this week, Phil?
I guess I am.
Okay, off you go.
So here's a misdemeanor or whatever. So yes. It's from the New York Bakery.
Right, that's a good
start.
But
it's the original Texas toast.
New Yorkers and Texans getting along? Those are the biggest egos we've got in the country.
Don't know. Anyway, where is it made? And it's made out of the Mazzetti Company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bonus there.
Yep.
In Ohio.
Well, there we go. We got everything happening.
Yeah. So they got Ohio, New York, and Texas covered. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's right.
So anyway, this is the Texas Crunch. And like one of the episodes I talked about going to Flaky Jake's in Anaheim.
Right. Yes.
And I used to go there a lot for lunch when I worked out there. And I used to get the salad. But I only got the salad because they're croutons were just fabulous. And these are pretty close to those.
Oh, great.
They're not as greasy and fatty as the other ones, which made them tastier. But they are very cheesy. They are really crunchy. Want me to try one now? And lightly crisp and crunchy. That's what they say. Big flavor, as big like in Texas, with a New York and the Italian flag on it.
Well.
For Mazzetti.
Really, they're really covering everything.
Yeah, covering everything. Yes. What else could not they cover? So this is if you could eat them straight out of the bag, if you like.
Yeah. Well, I have been having salad for lunch at my desk. And so the croutons don't go mushy. Mm-hmm. There's a bag of croutons on my desk. And I have been known to sneak over and just grab one occasionally.
Yeah. And also, if you do have this in the closet, first of all, don't worry about the date because croutons, pretzels, hard pretzels, they're stale anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's still
fine, you right? Buy them that way. Yes.
Okay. but if you are in a pinch and you have this in a closet and you want to stuff a bird, use this.
Oh, yes, you can too.
You can use that. What's the difference between a crouton and stuffing?
Not much.
Is bigger.
Yeah, that's it. Ooh, I like that. Is that your nugget?
That's
as
my
well?
Nugget.
Oh, my God.
I get a nugget today.
An accidental knowledge nugget.
Oh,
and he's gone to the next segment and jumped in there.
Yes.
Now.
Okay. Now, before we go to the next segment,
yes,
I had a surprise on my desk.
Oh, yes.
This flurry little varmint it was. And I like to thank the unknown customer so far.
Yes.
Who hasn't released the name. Maybe they want to be anonymous.
But let us know if you can.
But I really like to thank the person who left on my desk a nice stuffed little Bucky beaver.
Oh.
So Bucky's is, we talked about, is the best toilets in Texas or in the world. And so thank you so much.
And he was cuddling it because it was very soft.
Yeah. I think Anna put a picture of me cuddling
it. Oh, nice.
I felt like Radar for a minute. Yeah.
We have any knee high. I'll pop one of those in your office for you, too. And that's very sweet. We have customers do some really lovely things like that.
It's got this nice little beavy tail and stuff and the Bucky teeth.
It's so cute.
It's like a panda commercial.
We just have to keep the work dogs away from them, the ones that come in and visit, because they won't be nice.
No.
They really love you, Phil.
I know. You really love me. No, that wasn't from your mother, was it?
No,
she didn't go to Texas recently.
No.
What is that?
It sounds like the winds of change. So the G'day Y'all podcast continues until episode 100 on August 24. We started on the 16th of September in 2020.
Ooh, so, and we did it for the lockdowns.
That's right. We did. And Phil is going to take a well-earned break. He's going to have a vacation with Jeanette and enjoy.
Okay.
Enjoy friends and family.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
And Las Vegas, 24 hours. You're just going to have a good trip away. And then we will return mid-late September with an on-camera quick cooking version of this show.
Yes.
So
all the things we talk about, we're going to burn our fingers. And
cut ourselves, maybe not really. So ideas are developing and we look forward to the new format. If anyone has any ideas, send them through.
Well, if you want to see one of the recipes that we talked about.
Yeah, that would be great. We'll Let us know what you want to see. And be patient with us. We're going to be probably stepping on each other's toes. Literally, because we'll be in the kitchen together.
Well, one will be behind the counter and then pop up or give information.
That's right.
I'm watching Julia. No, sorry.
We'll just throw the chicken over the side, pick it up. So it's going to be exciting. So just feel free to reach out to us if you want to have any questions or any ideas you want to share with us.
Yep. There we go. Okay. And next week's show is?
Dentist Delight.
So, how to make your dentist rich. Richer.
How to send your dentist to Europe.
Yes.
Or help him buy his swimming pool or his summer house. Mm-hmm. Hers or her summer house.
Yep. So there you go. So that's next week's. And the sign off.
Yes.
From Heather Brewer.
Yes.
Okay. So.
If steaks and garlic were the top two things that could kill a vampire, ninth grade gym was a close third.
God, I remember gym.
Oh, good.
That was awful.
It was.
Yes.
On all that note, we'll see y'all later.
Yep.